The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you guys with us today. And we're going to start the show out with a little bit of culture news. And I know a lot of folks in talk radio are weighing in on Dr. Fauci's emails. We are going to do that. But as a matter of personal privilege on the Todd Starnes Radio Show, the host would like to start with another story, and one that I believe is actually even more important than Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails. Yesterday, we were talking about this posh prep school in New York City that was teaching first graders about masturbation, about pleasuring oneself in very graphic terms. And we spent a good chunk of our time discussing the debauchery and the idea that if that teacher had been telling those children the same thing outside of the classroom, that teacher would have been arrested and thrown in jail for sex crimes against children. It's perversion. And then this morning, I come into the office, and Grace Baker says, Todd.
I do not talk like that.
You do. This is before I had my first cup of community coffee downstairs. And you say, you've got to listen to this. You've got to listen to this audio. It's from a cartoon series called Blue's Clues from Nickelodeon. Now, we're going to play this in just a moment. But, Grace, I was shocked by what you sent me. It's very rare that I am shocked, but I was shocked.
I almost am impressed with myself that I sent you something that shocked you. Because I know you've seen a lot of news stories and a lot of culture stuff.
So, we've been telling you, this audience, for quite some time now, that the radical LGBT community, and I want to set this up right out of the get-go, because I know how the Media Matters and the gay activist groups do. They hate my guts, and they think I'm homophobic. And they're going to misrepresent what I'm going to say. Oh, that Todd Starnes, he's just such a horrible man. He hates the homosexual people. No, that's simply not true. It's not true. So I want to qualify this by saying, by and large, it's my belief that the average gay person in America could care less about all of this crap. They just want to live their life however they see fit. Now, you may not agree with that, and I may not agree with that, but this is America. You can live your life however you want to live your life. That's my perspective here. But there is a small radicalized group, and these are the ones that bother me, because they're going out there and they're targeting young children, and they're trying to sow seeds of confusion in the minds of these little kids. This is indoctrination. This is propaganda. And by and large, now you have a lot of these children's networks like Nickelodeon, and all they do is spew this propaganda right into your home, right through your television screen in your living room. So there's this TV show called Blue's Clues. And I remember this show from back in the day. They had like the furry dog, I guess, and they had the paw prints, and they had some dude who was wearing a rugby shirt. Is that the right show? Is that a good description?
You're in the right ballpark.
And it's for preschoolers.
Yeah.
It's for preschoolers.
I loved it, though.
And preschoolers are 3 years old to 5 years old.
Yes.
And
very simplistic. Yes.
Avery, did you watch this show as a kid growing up?
this show was my jam as a kid. I loved this show.
So it's a very so it's safe to say it's a very popular show among children.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Blue's Clues, guys, and we're going to play some of this. They've created a brand new cartoon, and the cartoon is about a gay pride parade.
Oh.
And as I'm watching this, the parade includes lesbian alligators, transgender beavers, and non-binary dolphins, one of whom is in a wheelchair.
Yes.
So I guess I don't want to be an ableist, but that's, you know, I'm just making an observation. I'm not judging. I'm just saying the non-binary dolphin is in a wheelchair. I don't know what happened. It can't use its fin or flippers. They also have, and these are all married families.
Oh,
so
yes.
The lesbian chicks have little tiny baby alligators. Mm-hmm. And then the gay bears, which are actual bears, not just hairy men, but bears, actual bears. One of the gay bears is wearing a feather boa. So I guess that would be the female male in the relationship.
I guess.
Don't know.
Feminine one of the two.
The more feminine bear. Thank you, Grace. That's the word I was looking for. And so anyway, the person singing the song is an animated drag queen. And some dude by the name of Nina West, who's, again, a guy who dresses like a woman, but is not transgender. This is like a drag thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very confusing.
It is very confusing.
So the drag queen is singing the song here, and it's a sing-along. So we're supposed to sing along. The words are on the screen with the bouncing ball.
Paw print.
Mm-hmm. Oh, paw print in this case. Thank you. So we're going to play this song. It's a little long, and I may tell you enough, Kyle, but we're going to try to persevere. This is what they are indoctrinating your 3-year-old child with on Nickelodeon.
It's time for a pride parade. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly, and they all
but they can't have babies.
Marching in
because they're two
the
mommies.
Hooray! Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching two by two, hurrah. Has two daddies, they love each other
but
so
they can't
proudly,
have babies either because they're two daddies.
The big parade, come on friends, families marching three by three, hurrah, hurrah,
throbble.
Families marching three by three, hurrah, hurrah. These papas are non-binary, they love each other so proudly, and they all go marching.
They're freaking dolphins.
The big families marching four by four, hurrah.
Jeez, Alou, how long is this?
Families marching four by four, hurrah, hurrah. Trans members of this family all love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Come join the fun! Families marching five by five, hurrah.
I don't want to join that fun.
Families marching five by five, hurrah.
What's the frog? Was that a frog?
Some people choose their family. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade.
Okay, enough,
families
enough. Oh, my
six,
God. It just goes on and on and on. And, folks, six six. This is what indoctrination sounds like. You need to understand something. This radical band of sex and gender revolutionaries is coming after your kids. They want to indoctrinate your children. They want to confuse your children, and they're doing it under your very nose. By the way, Disney has just announced that they're doing something called The Proud Family. It's a reboot featuring two woke gay dads. This is from Breitbart News. The gay dads will be voiced by Zachary Quinto and Billy Porter. They are also the adopted parents to a 14-year-old social justice activist. Oh, that's just going to be a riot. I can already tell. Jeez-a-loo. Anyway, Quinto and Porter will play two characters, one of whom is a Black Lives Matter supporter who claims that President Trump was trying to start a race war. I mean, this is This is for children. This is Disney. We have Nickelodeon and Disney now going at it. And Grace and Avery, I know that you guys grew up with this stuff. I mean, back when I was growing up, we had Sesame Street and the Electric Company.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we had, well, we had Romper Room. But there wasn't anything untoward happening here. You had Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah. I watched that.
You were learning about, like, values. You were learning about how to be nice to people.
Even Sesame Street was fine at the time.
You were learning about friendship or eating cookies, like the Cookie Monster.
Sharing.
Learning how to spell, even.
Yeah, count. Now, they, you know, Sesame Street, they posted something for Pride Month.
So now they're trying to... Did they really?
Yes.
All right, I want to hear about this. Research the Sesame Street thing. What did they say?
Oh, they just posted, you know, like, oh, we stand in solidarity. It's a bunch of, like, it's a cartoon, but it's a bunch of the monsters holding each other's, like, hands. And you just see the hands. But here, I can pull up the actual.
I'm just really...
The different colors of the puppets make the...
Yeah, like a rainbow. It says, we're celebrating love in all of its beautiful forms. Happy Pride Month.
Oh, by the way, back to...
Sesame Street.
You see, I always wondered about Ernie and Bert. I'm just telling you.
They might be
holding
hands in this. I see one of their hands. I can tell from the striped shirt.
I didn't judge.
I don't know whose hand he's holding.
I don't know. Well, you know, they've all got hands up their backsides. They're Muppets. I'm just saying.
That's true.
By the way, back to the Blues Clues on Nickelodeon. One of the characters, and you have to watch this very carefully.
Yeah.
But one of the characters is a lesbian Muslim owl.
Like, oh, really? I missed that.
Like, whoo, whoo. Yeah, one of those kind.
Uh-huh.
And the owl is wearing a hijab, so they've got a burqa. Is wearing a burqa.
There's a lot going on in the video.
There's a lot
that
going
is
on.
So much.
On purpose.
Yeah.
It's, yes.
They put as much propaganda as they could possibly
as
in it.
Many rainbow flags as possible.
I mean, oh my gosh, the lyrics are such a mouthful.
Among other things.
That's a bunch of sensory overload.
I have a question for our audience. Are you folks concerned about this indoctrination that's out there? I mean, this propaganda now coming into your homes. What are you doing to protect your kids? Because these people are predators. The producers of Blue's Clues, they are predators. They're trying to woo your kids into embracing and becoming a part of their wacko parade featuring the non-binary dolphins and the Muslim owl wearing the hijab. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarns.com is our website. By the way, you can watch the whole video for yourself over at ToddStarns.com. We have posted the Blue's Clues video for you to watch and judge for yourself. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Bob are non-binary. They love each other so proudly. Bob, hurrah. Trans members of this family all love each other so proudly. Bob, hurrah.
frying pan. Grown-ups, you see, can love each other so proudly.
And they all go marching in.
All right, that's a little bit of the Blue's Clues video cartoon for children. Folks, again, this is propaganda directed directly at your kids. At your kids. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? I mean, how many of you spend your time turning on the TV and putting your kids, parking your kid in front of the TV and going off and doing other things? It's unbelievable. Yesterday, we had on this program a state lawmaker from Oklahoma who said the high school library at Norman North High School has literally been turned into an LGBT propaganda center. They have hundreds of books in the high school library promoting the LGBT lifestyle and agenda. That's what's going on here. And the question is, where do you draw the line? And I've got news for you. All of you folks who are members of the Republican Party, you think this is the party of traditional family values. I've got news for you. That's not the case. As a matter of fact, in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Barker, who is the Republican governor, is among those outraged over a GOP state committee member who was bothered by the fact that one of the candidates, one of the gay candidates, was touting the fact that he's got two adopted kids. And the woman says, and I want to read this to you, this is from the Boston Globe. The woman says, I'm a Catholic who loves God and his Ten Commandments. I wish the best for every person in the world, including you. That's what she wrote to the lawmaker. What sickened me was that you have adopted children. Children deserve a mom and a dad. That's how God designed marriage and the family. So do not be surprised if this Republican committee member in Massachusetts is forced out over these comments. I mean, this is pretty shocking stuff here. Pretty shocking stuff. But again, and this bears repeating, how you live your life is your business. But when you start infiltrating, I don't know, the TV screens and programs designed for 3 and 4 year olds, that's a problem in my estimation. And for that matter, I have a problem. I would have a problem if this was about heterosexuality. I mean, could you imagine if there was like a heterosexual pride parade and you had all of these people cavorting about on the parade floats? I would have a problem with that. I think the issue here is, why are we teaching these kids this stuff this young? Why are we doing that? And for that matter, and Grace, I don't know, I was so focused on the Muslim lesbian owl that maybe I missed, what was there actually a legitimate mommy and a legitimate daddy in the parade?
Not that I could see. I watched. I didn't see it. And hey, I went back and saw the owl. I saw what you were talking about. Very strange.
Very strange.
See, like a rainbow, like threads. Very strange.
Well, for one thing, and it looked, yes, it was the hijab was wrapped around the owl's neck, but the owl has no neck.
This
you
is
know,
true.
It's just, you know, it's just the owl feathers.
And then if he turns his head, it's going to get all tangled because he can turn his head almost all the way around.
So part of the song, by the way, guys, is about pans. They call it
ace pans
and bis. So that's asexual people. These are, again, this is for 3-year-olds.
I didn't even know about ace. I had to, like, look it up. Yeah. Wait, what is ace?
Asexual.
Like, there's so much. Like, there's so many different terms. I don't even know.
And then you had bisexual. And then you had pansexual, which has nothing to do with pots or pans or any other kitchen utensils. So those are safe. You know, it's you just don't know. I mean, folks, it is what it is. And we've got to be able to talk about these things, because one day we're going to wake up and your 3-year-old is going to come home from preschool and announce that they are no longer a little boy or a little girl. And you need to be prepared for that when that moment comes, because it will come. All right. Coming up after the break, we're going to jump into these Fauci emails. And the one question I have for the day, why does this guy still have a job? Why does Anthony Fauci still have a job with the federal government? Who does this guy think he is? We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because we've got the emails, that Dr. Fauci knew all along that the face masks did not work. So I don't know what you're doing right now, but I would encourage you to take off your face burqa and get out a Bic lighter and set that bad boy on fire. And if you do, send us the video over on our Facebook Live page. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Promo code STARNS. All right, folks, coming up a little bit later, Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina. You know, the Antifa thugs targeted her house. I'm telling you, every lawmaker, you need to have a firearm, and don't be afraid to use it. Those thugs come onto your property, you take care of your business. That's what I say. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who's chairman of the Texas GOP, he's going to be here in the next hour of the program. And coming up a little bit later this hour, our good friend Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama is going to be here. What's up with Joe Biden? There's really not a delicate way to say this, but the guy is kind of he's behaving very pervy, especially around young girls. And so yesterday, I think this is pretty fascinating. Yesterday, he was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Before he was about to give his address, literally at the podium, he spots these two young children. I don't know, what, 7, maybe 8 years old? It's hard to say, but they were young girls. And he goes over to them, and he has this private little personal conversation with the girls. It's very odd. Then he comes back to the podium, and this is what he had to say.
I just had to make sure the two girls got ice cream when this is over.
So he was basically flirting with the girls and saying that he was going to go buy them some ice cream. Then a couple of days ago, he was giving a speech before Memorial Day, and he was hitting on the daughter of a military veteran who was about 6 years old.
And I want to thank you for all that you do to represent these service veterans, because they're devoted to you. It's the family members, the caregivers, survivors who call Virginia home. I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jordan and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her. Like a little lady in a race car.
Oh, my God. Dude. Grace, are you okay? You look traumatized.
Well, I just had my lunch, and I think it's coming back up.
He's telling a 6-year-old girl that she looks 19.
That is so creepy. Like, why? Just don't say anything.
Is there something, and maybe I'm not a medical expert, maybe we need to get a medical expert on, maybe there's something with the dementia and the senility that triggers something in the brain. And
there's no filter.
There is no filter.
So it's all of his thoughts, and there's no filter to say, hey, stop, don't say that.
No. No.
Gosh.
None whatsoever.
I mean, he's had history of this.
Right. Right. Remember, what was it? Jumping up and down on the lap.
And I'd love kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, and then there was just recently, wasn't it George Floyd's family? Some people came and visited the White House, and then the little girls, and giving them ice cream and Cheetos.
He's plying the children with treats.
Yes. He's like bribing them.
I'm telling you, if there's a white van parked in the White House garage, we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
What, To Catch a Predator? Is that the NBC TV show? Maybe we should give them a call.
Gosh.
I'm just saying. But if you're a parent, America, I would not let your kids wander around the White House alone.
No.
I'm just going to. Especially if they're lactose intolerant. I mean, he's giving all the kids ice cream. I mean,
I know.
Maybe the kids are allergic to ice cream.
Chocolate chip. Don't forget about
That's
that.
Disgusting. Jeez.
This guy is a sugar addict, clearly, because he loves ice cream and junk food.
And they were giving Trump the what for eating the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That or McDonald's hamburger.
But they like, oh, look at you.
Oh, what's your favorite flavor, Mr. President? Oh,
happy, 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 happy.
Oh, chocolate chip.
We worship you.
So diverse.
Oh, touch my hair.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Touch your hairy legs.
Just horrible. Jeez, a little. Anyway, so there you go. Folks, just be careful. That's all we're saying. Just be careful. Now Dr. Fauci is back in the headlines. So the Washington Post and BuzzFeed News, and my hat is off to both these organizations, they filed a Freedom of Information Act, and they were able to obtain hundreds and hundreds of emails from Dr. Fauci. And this is some fascinating stuff. Now, there are a couple of things that really struck out here and stuck out to me. First of all, we now know that the face masks never worked and they knew it. So this is from an email that Dr. Fauci wrote back in February of 2020. And here's what he said. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. In other words, the masks don't work. He goes on to say, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out the virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit in keeping out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you. And here we go. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to a very low-risk location. Your instincts are correct. Money is best spent on medical countermeasures such as diagnostics and vaccines. Now, here's how the media is going to spin this. They're going to say, well, the science changed. Okay, let's just, for the sake of argument, say that's true, that the science did change. You know what did not change? Manufacturing. They're still making those face masks today the same way they were back in February of 2020. So if the masks were not working back in 2020, that means the masks are still not working today. That means you should take off the face burka, get your Bic lighter out, and set that sucker on fire. Burn, baby, burn. That's what I say. And if you do that, post the video and share it with us on our Facebook page. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci from February 5, 2020. This is from the Daily Wire, Hank Berrien. In mid-March 2020, a physicist sent an email to Dr. Fauci that China was lying about the number of deaths in China due to the coronavirus, writing that he had been modeling this outbreak since January. The data posted by China is not only garbage, it has misled the world into a false sense of security vis-a-vis the death rate, age versus death. And I truly believe the outbreak tsunami in the USA is either already happened or is about to happen. Dr. Fauci forwarded the email to a member of the National Institute of Health, writing, too long for me to read. Well, we just read it on air. How is that possibly too long? Eric Nielsen, who has a PhD in applied physics, started the email by acknowledging, "You're beyond busy, but I hope you read the message. I need to clear my conscience because it's possible, albeit unlikely, that some of what I tell you is new and possibly useful in at least saving lives in America." But Dr. Fauci could not be bothered to read it. Maybe he was late for one of his many fashion photo shoots. We do not know. But what we do know is they were warned. As a matter of fact, this from the Gateway Pundit. We've got all sorts, folks, we've got all sorts of stuff today. This is from our good friend Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit. A new email showed Dr. Fauci was told in January of 2020 that the China virus looked engineered. The Gateway Pundit had been reporting the evidence for a very long time that the China virus originated in Wuhan, China, in a laboratory. And now we know there were emails suggesting just as much. So what does all of this mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means that we've been suckered. We've been fooled. We've been bamboozled. Bamboozled. That's what that means. And you do wonder who's going to be held accountable. Because at the end of the day, when all is said and done, it turns out that President Trump was absolutely right on everything he said. They tried to destroy this man. But it turns out Donald Trump was speaking the truth. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. Should Dr. Fauci be fired? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, our good friend Mike Lindell, man, does the cancel culture mob hate this guy? But we love Mike Lindell, and he needs our help. Folks, they're dropping his products from so many stores across America only because he's standing up for you and me. Mike is now offering a special deal to the listeners of the Todd Starnes Radio program. The brand new My Slippers. Took him over 2 years to develop these amazing slippers. They're made with the same MyPillow foam and impact gel that the pillows are made with. So you know they're quality stuff. And for a limited time, Mike is offering our listeners 40% off the all-new My Slippers. So comfortable, you're going to want to get some, and so affordable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So here's what I want you to do. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listeners Square and use the promo code STARNS. You will get deep discounts on all of MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and, of course, the MyPillow Towel Sets. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama joining us. Congressman, of course, the big news, everybody talking about these emails that were released from Dr. Anthony Fauci. And we all know, according to the emails, that the face masks never worked.
That appears to be the case. You know, I'm always hesitant to reach a firm conclusion just based on something over a short period of time. But I think we've known for over a year now that there are certain face masks that provide good protection, but the vast majority of the face masks that have been used provide little to no protection. And there are even some face masks that are so bad that they make COVID-19 more likely to be communicated. So the key was not wearing a face mask. The key was wearing the right kind or none at all.
And Congressman, again, it's, you know, when you see all this information coming out, the mainstream media now having to backtrack, looks like President Trump was more or less right all along in his assessment of where this thing came from. It's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out once we know the true facts of the case.
Well, in my judgment, based on the information that I've been exposed to, including the information I've received in classified briefings. The COVID-19 disease is overwhelmingly likely to have originated at the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab of the Communist Chinese Party. And I use Bioweapons Lab intentionally. You've got to understand the mindset of the Communist Chinese Party and understand how anything that can be used for a civilian purpose can also be used for a military purpose in the land of China. And the real question is, was the disease released on the public accidentally or on purpose as a way of determining how quickly this kind of virus would spread should it become even more militarized in the future?
You see, that's been my question all along. Was this an accident or did they do this on purpose? And if so, I mean, if this was done intentionally, Congressman, could this be considered an act of war?
Well, it certainly resulted in the loss of lives, direct or indirect, that's in the millions worldwide. I'll let each nation judge for itself how to handle this. But in my humble opinion, China needs to be paying reparations to every family of every lost brother, sister, mother, father, daughter, son, because of what happened at the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab. Now, if it was an intentional release of this virus to see how quickly it would spread around the globe in preparation for a militarized version to come out at a future event, that's one set of damages that the communist Chinese country should be responsible for. But if it was an accident because they failed to use proper and secure measures for keeping this deadly virus contained, then there'd be another set of damages. But nonetheless, you've had tremendous loss of life around the planet. You've had a tremendous adverse effect on economic activity. The United States government has lost trillions of dollars in payouts because of COVID-19. Communist China should be reimbursing the United States of America, every other government around the planet, and everyone who's suffered from COVID-19.
I'm with you, Congressman. My only question, really my last question here, our time is quickly expiring. Do you think the Biden administration is going to hold China accountable?
No, I do not believe that this administration has the intellectual understanding or the backbone to hold China accountable for the damage done by the COVID-19 virus that was artificially created in their bioweapons lab in Wuhan. But I also believe it's not just the lack of intellect and backbone. There's probably a little bit of trepidation on the part of the Biden administration. Who knows what the Communist Chinese Party has on Joe Biden or Hunter Biden and what might be released, much as what was released not too long ago with Eric Swalwell and the Communist Chinese spy that he'd been betting for a considerable period of time while serving on the House Intelligence Committee.
Fascinating stuff, and I'm afraid you're right there. I think we're going to be hard-pressed to see this administration do anything with China. Congressman, always appreciate you coming on the program, and thank you for your words today.
My pleasure, Todd. Have a good one.
All right, Congressman Mo Brooks out of the state of Alabama, and this is it's a very disturbing thing that's happened. And I, again, one of two things happened. It was either accidental or it was intentional, and if it was intentional, we're talking about thousands and thousands of American citizens who were literally killed by the Chinese. So not only does that issue need to be addressed, I'm still waiting for the mainstream media to apologize to President Trump for lying about him, for smearing his name, for slandering him when he turned out to be right all along, all along. All right, look, we're going to get to your phone calls after the top of the hour news. We're on a tight schedule here, folks. So we've got Howard in Maine. Hang tight. We're going to get to you after the break. Again, the breaking news here, folks, hundreds and hundreds of emails from Dr. Anthony Fauci released from a Freedom of Information Act request. And the information is pretty troubling. But here's the news nugget for you. Dr. Fauci, in an email, said face masks do not work. Therefore, you are now hereby authorized by the Todd Stearns Radio Show to take off your face burqa and burn that burqa. Burn your face mask. Burn, baby, burn. That's what I say. It's time to get on with our lives. That's what it's time to. That's what it's time for. We've got to get on with our lives. We've got to open up our stores, restaurants, full capacity, movie theaters, full capacity, arenas, full capacity, except for the New York Knicks, and you folks need to hold those people accountable. But you know what I'm talking about. So, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, folks, our live show blog over at toddstearns.com. Be sure to check that out and also download our free newsletter and our awesome app so you can listen to us wherever you are in America. We'll be right back, folks.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, hour two of the program. Great to have you with us today, folks. By the way, toddstearns.com is our website. We have the live show blog there. For all of our new listeners, this is a great resource for you. We have links to all of the stories that we talk about, all of our guests as well. A one-stop shopping over there at toddstearns.com. Well, there is a lot of political chaos right now in the state of Texas where Republicans are trying to protect the ballot box. And the House Democrats walked out of the session. It's pretty despicable what the Democrats are doing down there. Now Governor Greg Abbott is fighting back, and he's threatening to basically veto funding for the state legislature. You know, it's a pretty good thought. I mean, if they're not going to do their jobs, why should they get any pay? Well, to help us figure out what's going on here is the chairman of the GOP party down there in the Lone Star State, our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Alan, good to have you back with us.
It's always a good to be with you, Todd, and it's been too long, so I'm glad we're chatting again.
You know, this is a knockdown, drag-out fight, and I'm glad to see the Republicans have some fight in them down there.
Well, that's true. We wish that this did not have to come down to the last moment. Here in Texas, we have a legislative session that lasts for 140 days every other year, and the Republican Party of Texas, we had election integrity as our number one legislative priority, and the governor also back in January said that this was his number one legislative priority. So our legislators in the House and the Senate, where we have in the House an 83-67 majority, in the Senate 18-13 majority, they really should have gotten this done long before the clock ran out. Here just this past Memorial Day weekend. So that's a lesson learned. But without a doubt, the immature, amateurish behavior of the Democrats acting like petulant children that did not get their way and walking out and abdicating their duties as representatives of their constituents, that should not be tolerated.
I know that the Democrats have been targeting Texas much like they did the state of Georgia, and I think they realize that if there are strict voter integrity laws in place, it's going to hurt their efforts to try and steal yet another race.
No, you're absolutely right. When you know, I was born and raised in Georgia, and that is the largest landmass state east of the Mississippi River. You know, I was a representative in Congress from Florida. That's where I moved to after I retired from the Army, and that's another key battleground state. And they realize, the left does, that they cannot control the United States of America if they don't ever get a chance to be competitive and win in Texas. And so they do not want to see strong election integrity laws in the Lone Star State. And again, we should have gotten this resolved back some time ago and not have it drag out to the very end.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Alan West, chairman of the Republican Party in Texas. Alan, when you look towards 2022, and gearing up for this effort to retake the House and the Senate, how confident are you that the Republicans are going to be able to do that?
I think without a doubt they'll be able to do that. You know, here in Texas, we're going to pick up two new congressional districts. That's very important due to the population influx. So I think that it's going to bode very well for the Republicans going to 2022, especially when you look at the immense failures of this Biden administration in these first 5 to 6 months. I mean, Americans never would have thought that they'd be sitting in gas lines or some places looking at $7 gas prices, definitely gas prices that are astronomically higher, almost double in a lot of regions here in the United States of America. You look at Hamas firing rockets at Israel. You look at the gutting of our national security and strength, as well as our economy. And look at what is happening with the inflation that is coming about. So I think that we have the opportunity to go back to those America First policies of President Trump and get those instituted. And our people should run on those policies.
You know, Alan, yesterday President Biden in Tulsa, and he was giving remarks at the, I believe, the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre, the race massacre, mm-hmm. a horrible moment in American history. And yet mm-hmm. some of the things that Biden said, I want to play a couple of sound bites for you to get your reaction. First, Biden named the biggest terrorist threat in the United States.
Intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Do you believe that, Alan West, that the biggest terrorist threat to the U.S. is white supremacy?
Well, no. And what would have been interesting is that if the you know, Mr. Biden had told the truth, it were Democrats who were the ones that started the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacy movement. It were Democrats who were the ones responsible for the Tulsa massacre. And so when you look at today, the biggest terrorist threat that we have domestically in the United States of America is another Democrat-sponsored, leftist-sponsored organization, Antifa. They're the ones that are going out and burning and destroying buildings, attacking our law enforcement officers. And then Black Lives Matter. Here's a group that has gone out and offered its support for a designated terrorist organization, which is Hamas. So I just kind of find it very laughable that they continue to go down this path when they try to deny their own history as the party of slavery, the party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow, poll taxes, literacy tests, and all these things.
And I know this is an inconvenient truth, but the reality is the current president of these great United States actually eulogized a former member of the Klan
yes.
who stood in the way of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Robert Grand Wizard Ku Klux Klan Bird.
That's it. I mean, it is what it is. So. Well, Alan, look, it has been a long time. I'm going to be heading down to Dallas in a couple of weeks for the NRB, and maybe we could run into each other.
I will see you there. You know, I'm the president and CEO of the Hope Center here, a great Christian ministry center, and I'll be over there at the NRB, so I look forward to sitting down and chatting with you, Todd.
Fantastic. Alan West, ladies and gentlemen, a great American patriot and a great American hero and a friend of this show as well, and we'll be reaching out to him at the NRB in a couple of weeks in Dallas. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we've been talking for quite some time about allergies and the pollen in the air and the sneezing and the coughing. And Grace Baker comes in, her nose is red, and I can hear her sneeze through our soundproof windows. I mean, that's a pretty impressive sneeze, Grace. I'm just going to tell you.
I try, Todd. I try.
Good job. Well, fortunately, we're not doing that much sneezing these days, thanks to a brand new sponsor of the program. And by the way, new listeners, here's how this works. When we have a sponsor, we actually try out the product before we agree to sponsor it because we want to make sure it works. And so I have huge allergies. And they sent me this thing called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which is made by Eden Pure. And it's about the size of one of those Apple smartphone boxes that you would put on your TV. And I plug that sucker in, and I'm not kidding you, by 15, 20 minutes later, I'm not coughing, I'm not sneezing, and it also purifies the air. So if you have like something smelly, you know, maybe you're cooking fish or whatever, you plug that sucker in, the odors are gone. And it is an incredible, incredible air purifying system. I don't know how they do it, but they get everything. It doesn't matter if it's lurking under the furniture or behind the TV screen. They get all of the germs, the mold, and destroy them at the source. So if you'd like to check out the air purifier called the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in the code word Todd. You're going to save some money. They're going to give you $10 off their lowest sale price, and they're going to give you free shipping, which is a pretty awesome deal. EdenPureDeals.com, code word Todd. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Todd. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
You know, I want to go back to something that Alan West was talking about. We're talking about the Democrats, and during Biden's speech yesterday, he failed to mention that all of the people that were involved in attacking the black citizens of Tulsa, burning down their businesses and massacring people, one of the most horrific moments in American history. Biden failed to mention that all of them were Democrats, that the Democrats were the ones that were responsible for the slaughter. But there was a tone and a tenor about Biden's speech that just did not set well with me. And there was one particular soundbite that I want to play for you. When he was talking about black entrepreneurs, take a listen.
The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers. They don't have accountants. But they have great ideas. Does anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from the investments those people make? And I promise you, that's why I set up this National Small Business Administration that's much broader, because they're going to get those loans.
Okay. I want you to focus on what he said about black entrepreneurs. They don't have lawyers and they don't have accountants. Is this man a racist? In his heart of hearts, I know what's coming off of the teleprompter. But I'm wondering what's in this man's heart. Does he have a problem with black people? Joe Biden, does he really not believe that there are black lawyers and black accountants? I mean, this is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. As a matter of fact, if he would bother to come to a place, I don't know, like Memphis, Tennessee, he would discover that there are hundreds of very successful black entrepreneurs, a thriving black middle class, a thriving legal community filled with black lawyers, accountants who are black and brown here in Memphis, Tennessee. So I'm not sure what the situation's like in Delaware, but across the Deep South, you have black entrepreneurs who are doing very well and thriving. It just reeks of just not understanding who the black community is. It's very off-putting, condescending, quite frankly. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Alan West, we are also talking about Robert Byrd, former longtime senator from West Virginia. Robert Byrd, a member of the KKK, a man who joined Democrats to filibuster the Civil Rights Act, a man who voted against confirming Thurgood Marshall, the first black American on the Supreme Court. Robert Byrd, a Democrat. Joe Biden eulogized Robert Byrd, the Klan member, at his funeral, and said all sorts of wonderful, glowing things about Mr. Byrd, a man who had a big problem with blacks. Now, some of you are going to say, well, Todd, he confessed and he repented of his racism and he rejected and renounced the KKK. So how can you possibly ignore that? I'm not ignoring that. But there is one thing that you need to understand. So yesterday, here in Memphis, Tennessee, they began digging up the body of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the Confederate War general, and his wife. They are buried in a park. And I'm about to share some inconvenient truths with you, America.
So I want you to listen very closely to what I'm about to share with you, because this is important. And you keep in mind that the mainstream media wants you to forgive and forget Robert Byrd because he confessed his sins of racism. Nathan Bedford Forrest, they would have you believe this was a heinous man. This was Satan incarnate. That this man does not deserve to have a statue in his honor. This man does not deserve to have a park named after him or streets. That Nathan Bedford Forrest was such a horrible human being that he doesn't even deserve to rest in peace, which is why they are literally digging up his body in Memphis, Tennessee. He was buried on a plot of land that became a city park. The park named in his honor. A giant pedestal with Nathan Bedford Forrest on horseback standing atop the graves of him and his wife. That's all gone now. And soon the bodies will be disinterred. A woman by the name of Tammy Sawyer, who is a county commissioner of the Stacey Abrams ilk, led the movement, led the charge, and she was out there celebrating yesterday. This is a brief side story, and it gives you an idea of the kind of media we're dealing with here in Memphis. So the media reports were that some guy, and do we have the audio of this? Some guy was taunting her. That's how the media reports were. Some guy was taunting her by waving a Confederate flag and singing Dixie. All the TV cameras captured all of this. But it turns out that was not the full story. And you see, you just can't trust the mainstream media. You cannot trust the drive-bys. Well, it turns out that the reason why the guy was taunting Stacey Abrams is that she walked up and she grabbed the Confederate flag and she threw it on the ground. She started the confrontation. The mainstream media failed to report that in their coverage of the incident, which is now making national news, by the way. And when you see the story, you need to understand there was more to it. You've got to understand this in the context. So anyway, they're digging up the body of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Well, here's what you need to know about Nathan Bedford Forrest. After the Civil War, he was not a follower of God. He was not a religious man, but his wife was. And after the war, Nathan Bedford Forrest found religion. And I want to read this to you. It's from a book called Nathan Bedford Forrest Redemption, written in 2010. Nathan Bedford Forrest publicly confessed his belief in Christ and joined the church. He was not perfect, but he evidenced a real change of heart. He quit gambling and asked for forgiveness when his temper got out of hand. He spoke to a civil rights group in Memphis. And can I just stop here? We're not talking about 1985. We're talking about right after the Civil War. All right? A white man speaking to a civil rights group in Memphis, and he pledged to help them. Perhaps even the same people he had bought and sold. He said, "I shall do in all my power to elevate every man, to depress none." He canceled litigation against businesses that had wronged him. He forgave as he was forgiven. But there's more. He renounced the KKK, just like Robert Byrd did, by the way. He renounced the KKK. And then he volunteered to help protect black Americans. In 1874, he wrote to the governor of Tennessee. He volunteered to help exterminate men responsible for the continued violence against blacks. So Nathan Bedford Forrest became a defender of black Americans. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That man, his life has to be destroyed. But Robert Byrd, he's okay. I've got more to say about this. Stick around. We'll be right back. So rightfully so. Yeah, now a lot of folks here in the southern states are wondering, well, wait a second. If they're going to dig up Nathan Bedford Forrest's body, the guy who repented of the sin of racism and spent the rest of his life helping black people, what about our family members? What about the family? What if you have a descendant, you are a descendant of a Civil War soldier? Are they going to come after your loved one's body and remove that body from the grave? I mean, this is what the Tammy Sawyer and the radical BLM folks want to do. By the way, do you really believe, as Joe Biden said, that white supremacy is the greatest terrorist threat facing America? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
Well, Todd, you're just a closet racist. You're just a Klans person.
No, I believe in getting all the facts out there, not just the ones that fit your narrative. By the way, this story coming in from the Gateway Pundit, a Marxist Black Lives Matter leader calls for reparations in the form of land reapportionment from wealthy white people. Jim Hoft writing, these people are stone cold Marxist. Bree Newsom is a BLM leader, and she wants to eliminate police in the United States. The Post-Millennial reports that she wants reparations in the form of land reapportionment. And here's how it's going to work. She says that crimes committed by the ancestors of white people should be paid for by those descendants. So let's just take Nathan Bedford Forrest, for example. If you are a descendant of Nathan Bedford Forrest and you own property, under her plan, you would be punished for the sins of Nathan Bedford Forrest. She says those who have benefited from the gains of white criminals in the past should not be able to use those assets if they are currently in possession of them. She says, amazing how white people commit atrocities in one generation and then they just disappear from existence. No descendants, no names, no current wealth or land holdings that can be identified as a result of the atrocity. She said, only black survivors exist with living memory. She says that white violence has driven black migration across the country, which led to significant loss of land and wealth. And she says that land needs to be restored to the people who left it. And the ones who need to give it up are the current class of wealthy white people. Now, I want you to think about something. When you talk about socialism and when you look at what happened in places like Venezuela and Cuba, where you had a very vibrant upper middle class. And what happened? Well, when the socialists took over, they immediately went after the upper middle class. That's what happened. Now, the good news is there are a number of black Americans who do not embrace critical race theory. There are a number of black Americans who do not believe in reparations. There are a number of black Americans who believe that to claim the American dream, it means that you go to work and you work hard. You're faithful to your wife. You take care of your family. There are a number of black Americans who believe that. And one of them was on TikTok the other day. And I want you to hear this great dad as he explains what it's really all about. Do we have that audio? We don't have that audio. All right, we're going to get that audio for you. But it was an amazing TikTok video of a black dad explaining to his little girl that we don't judge people by the color of our skin. We don't do that. Not here in America. And I got to tell you, we need blacks, whites, we need everybody to take a stand. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Randy, listening to us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. All right, Randy, what's going on? Hello, Randy.
You were talking about Joe Biden's comments about blacks not being entrepreneurs, and I find that interesting. I've recently been seeing Booker T. Washington, And Booker T. Washington, when he was working in Tuskegee in Alabama, helped found the Chamber of Commerce. It was actually a black business league, but it's rather ironic that a president would try to deny their success when, even in the early 1900s, they were successful. And like I said, under the leadership of Booker T. Washington, we had what would ultimately become the Chamber of Commerce, started for black Americans.
And that's what I don't understand about all of this, Randy. It's because I have been surrounded my entire life by very successful black entrepreneurs. And it's as if Joe Biden all of a sudden has realized, oh, wait a second, black people own businesses?
Quite interesting. But when you don't like the results, or when you have to distort the facts, there really are no limits. So I'll get out of your way and listen, but I just thought I'd share that point about Booker T. Washington. A great study for anybody. Anyway, take care.
It's a great point. Randy, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Stan, listening to us on KWAM. Stan, what's on your mind?
Mr. Stern, thank you for taking my call. You said a few minutes ago that those that burned Tulsa were Democrats. Where's your proof of that? And the other thing is, you advocate that you're a Christian, but you sound like the Christians that kept us in slavery.
Now, how do I sound like a Christian who kept people in slavery?
Because you say you're a Christian, but you're advocating as though you want us to go back to slavery.
Stan? Stan, you're making a loaded accusation here, and I want you to explain to our audience, how am I doing that? How am I advocating for slavery, Stan?
I said you sound as though.
Well, you know what? I could say the same thing about you, Stan, but that would make no sense because there's no proof. I offer no proof. So what is your proof of that?
Well, I've been listening to you, sir, for the last several days that you've come on the radio here. Well, I guess I've just been listening to at least about the last couple of months, I should say.
Okay.
I don't know how long you've been on, but I know your radio show is new to Memphis, that's just my personal opinion. But
wait a second. I mean, Stan, you know, as a Southern man, you can't drop a charge like that and just move on. I mean, you're making an accusation here. I'm just asking for a fact. Give me some evidence to back up what you're suggesting.
Well, that's what I said. Since I don't have any proof of that.
Okay, so you got no proof.
Hearing you on the daily, I would like you to give me your proof of those being Democrats.
Because they were, Stan. Just go back in your history and look. They were Democrats. Robert Byrd, by the way, a member of the KKK, a Democrat, Stan. But again, I want to go.
Robert Byrd wasn't in Tulsa.
No, sir. He was in West Virginia. But he's a Democrat.
You made a statement.
By the way, Stan,
nationwide, that it was Democrats.
Yes, it was, Stan. Do your homework. I've got proof. Do you have proof otherwise? Do you have proof they're not? Because I've got proof they were.
I'm just asking. That's what I'm asking you for. Is your proof?
Do you, Stan? Do you have proof, Stan, that they're not? Yes or no? Yes or no, Stan?
What newspaper do you have?
Oh, I don't trust the newspaper, Stan. Look, Stan, we're going to go back and forth and around here. Now, my question to you is very simple.
You said you had proof, and I just asked you for it, so I can go find that proof.
You sound like an educated man. You sound like a smart man. Why don't you Google it, and you'll be able to see for yourself. They weren't Republicans, Stan. They were Democrats.
So you don't have proof of it. Thank you, sir.
Now, Stan, don't be stupid. You see, folks, now Stan hung up on us. We try to give Stan an opportunity to say his piece. But unfortunately, Stan doesn't want to have an argument. And you know why? Because the man clearly is ignorant of the facts. Stan, I'll tell you what. When you come back armed with facts, and we're going to have a conversation. All right? Even though you came onto this program and you tried to malign me and compare me to a Christian slaveholder, I'm going to let you come back. We're going to have a do-over in the next couple of days, but we're going to give Stan an opportunity to collect his information, collect his facts, and then he can come back and we can have an intellectual conversation. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And Grace, again, what part of I believe that people should be treated by the content of their character and not the color of their skin does Stan not get?
I do not know.
It's beyond
me. Confused.
It's beyond me. But they don't believe in redemption. That's the problem. People like Stan do not believe in redemption. Nathan Bedford Forrest had a salvation experience. His life was changed. You know what we should have asked Stan? We should have asked Stan in his church if they sing Amazing Grace. Because, you know, Amazing Grace was written by a guy who transported slaves back in the day. So should we banish Amazing Grace? Should we stop singing Amazing Grace? No, of course not. Because this man's life was changed, much like Nathan Bedford Forrest's life was changed. And Robert Byrd's life was apparently changed. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, just a reminder that the new book is set to launch in just a couple of weeks. June 20th, I believe, is launch day. And you can already pre-order a copy of my brand new book and very first devotion book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And I had a great time co-writing this with my good friend Michelle Cox. You can pre-order a copy at your favorite bookstore, and they're available all over the place, Costco, Walmart, Target, you name it. You can get yourself an advanced copy. It is a fun book filled with great inspirational stories, great Southern recipes, and also some pretty awesome and spectacular Bible verses as well. So you'll be able to check that out at toddstarnes.com. So I've been watching this video of a dog owner who came to the rescue of her dogs. A giant bear was attacking the dogs. Grace Avery, have you guys seen this video?
Yeah, it was the one that sent it to you, Todd.
This
is all over the dog videos.
Yesterday.
So the woman, there's a giant bear on the fence.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And the bear is like, swatting at the dogs.
Well, the bear is walking along, the fencing with her her cubs. And then the dogs come running up to the bear, and the bear starts swatting at the dogs. But what happens next?
This woman, the dog owner, comes running out and looks to me, shoves the bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cubs go running. She yeets the bear. She's like, you're not messing with my dogs. I mean, she comes out of nowhere
She attacks the bear.
Yes.
So, and it was so fast, too, just like without even a second thought, just attacks the bear. It was great.
It was awesome. And then she scoops up one of the small dogs and runs the opposite direction. All the dogs follow her. She has like four dogs.
Yeah, I would have gotten out of Dodge, too. I mean, yeah.
Now, the dog shouldn't have gone up to the bear in the first place. But anyway.
Would you have done that if that had been Little Merlot?
Yeah.
You would have attacked a bear.
I don't know if I would have attacked a bear. I would have grabbed Merlot and ran, because that's what I would have done.
I
would have rescued Merlot.
I'm wondering how many dog moms are out there who would do that.
Okay, I'll be honest, Todd. I probably would have gotten a weapon out if needed.
Right.
To protect my dog.
Exactly. That's what you do. You shoot the bear.
That's what I would have done.
And then you cook up the bear and have it for dinner.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what that. And then the cubs, I would have called, whoever I needed to get the cubs in safe hands.
Are bears good eating? I don't know. I've never had bear
meat. I don't want to try that.
I think they are. I think I've spoken to some people up here, or spoken to some people down here in North Georgia, who have had bear before.
Oh.
But I'm wondering, I'm wondering, all of the pet listeners out there that we have, if you see that a giant bear is about to, eat little Fluffy, do you put your life on the line? Because that bear could have swatted that woman. I mean, she could have lost her life.
Yeah,
it was her fur baby.
Do you sacrifice your life for the life of your animal, your pet?
I mean, she looked filled with rage. Nothing was stopping that woman.
She was fired up.
And I think the bear wasn't expecting it at all.
Yeah, it's really incredible what the human body can do when it has enough adrenaline going through its system. Like, it's insane, man.
Superwoman.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Man, Todd, you're just like, nah.
Well, no, but again, I mean, this was a giant, it wasn't like a little tiny bear. This was like a fully grown
bear. I'm not saying I would have, like, thrown myself at the bear, but I would have rescued my dog.
Yeah, it's a big old mama bear, so it's very terrifying.
Well, but, I'm a mama bear for my dog.
But it looked like, though, that she had those dogs. One of them was very large.
Yes, one of the dogs was large.
It looked like one of those Burmese mountain dogs.
Yeah. And then the other two, there were a couple that were, you know, medium size and then a small one. That's the one she scooped up and ran.
Yep.
So he couldn't run as fast as the others.
Fascinating.
The others followed her. They were like, we're following mama.
Was the bear wearing a feather boa? Do we know?
I don't think so. And neither were her little cubs.
Well, that's good. I mean, we just assume. We don't know what the bear's pronoun is.
No, we don't.
We don't want to.
I also didn't see a partner anywhere around either.
Oh, well, that
bear could have been wearing a boa.
Could be. That is a fair statement to make.
Because in every bear relationship, only one of them wears the boa.
You know, you do wonder, is there anywhere we can go now where we don't have to have agendas just shoved down our throats? We can't just go out and have a good time, go to a sporting event, go to a movie just for the sake of going to the movies.
You could go to a park and walk outside.
Can you do that?
But then if you see the bears.
You gotta fight against it.
Yeah, it's the bears with the feather boas you got to really be looking out for.
I think you just need to buy whatever, you know, movies and stuff you like from back in the good old days and just make sure you have physical copies of them.
I will say this.
Rewatch.
I don't think the Blues Clues, that was an authentic LGBT parade. Because in New York City, I don't know why, and maybe this is just unique to New York City. Most of them wear the buttless leather chaps. I mean, you're going to have people in the parade, and they get sunburned. You know, it's hot. It's June. You know, it is what it is.
What a tan line.
Well, you know,
there's a farmer's tan, and then there's.
I'm just saying, nobody was wearing leather in the. Nobody was wearing leather in the Blues Clues parade. I'm just saying.
Well, a lot of them weren't wearing anything.
Well, because they were animals, except for the Muslim lesbian owl.
Now, and the bear with the boa.
Can I just say something about this owl?
You were stuck on the owl.
Yes, you were hooked on the owl.
It's because I like owls. It's not every day you see an owl wearing a hijab.
It's not every day I see an owl with any piece of clothing.
But I don't think the owl was a lesbian. I mean, they say they identify her as a lesbian, but there was no partner, you know, with the owl.
Maybe that was the
she was asexual solo. It was implied or an asexual.
Asexual.
All right, I don't know.
The ace.
It's all very confusing. All right, well, there you go. So the good news here is that the dogs are alive, the bear was reunited with the cubs, and all is well with the world. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us this hour of the show, the final hour of the broadcast day. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number, and our website, as always, toddstearns.com. Lots of stories kicking around today over on the website. Well, look, yesterday we talked about this horrible story coming out of South Carolina at the home of Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a Republican, and our team reached out to her office, and we wanted to get her on the program today, and she is right now on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Congresswoman, good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here, and thank you for having me.
All right, well, take our listeners through what happened at your home. Your home literally came under attack by activists.
Right. It is the second time in 7 months that I've been the victim of vandalism. The first time was on the day of one of my debates in the fall. Someone keyed an expletive, F-U, into the side of my car on the day of one of my debates in my congressional campaign. And then Monday morning, Memorial Day, in the very early hours of the day, we have an idea of when specifically it happened in the middle of the night. But someone came in with black spray paint and graffitied my house, my steps, sidewalk, street, with, again, expletives and political statements about the PRO Act and Antifa, or some people are saying it's anarchist symbols, not Antifa. I don't really know the difference. Like most people, it's bad and it's un-American and it's illegal and it's criminal. And even just yesterday, I put out information about it. I filed a police report. It was one of the very first things I did. And you've got a bunch of keyboard conspiracy theorists out there, a former Obama staffer floating out the idea that perhaps I did this to myself. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just we live in a very it's in a crazy world. You know, one of the first things I did was actually file a police report, and people can go to my website at nancymace.org and see the evidence, see the photos, the video, the police report, everything that I've got, I've put out there because I want to find out who did this. It's past time to hold people accountable. We're seeing people be assaulted. We're seeing cities be burned to the ground, people's property being attacked. And we've got to hold people accountable in this country.
You're right. We do have to hold people accountable. And again, to go after your home where, as you wrote, your family lives there. I mean, your kids.
I live here. This is my house. I have nowhere to go. I don't live behind a gated community. I don't live behind a wall. I am a single mom. I've got two kids. This is my kids' home. And I get, hey, members of Congress, you get threats throughout your service. That doesn't excuse it, but it's now a common part of service. It's why people don't run for office. They don't want to have to endure this. But I feel bad. I feel awful for my children. And I feel bad for my neighbors and their children who had to wake up to this Monday morning, seeing this graffiti. Thank goodness for the local police who had someone on staff that day who came in on their day off on Memorial Day and was able to use chemicals and get the graffiti off before kids went to school on Tuesday. I didn't want my neighbor's kids seeing this either. It was horrible.
Any indication of the suspects, who they might possibly be?
The police they do have leads that they are tracking down. I am cautiously optimistic right now. So far there have been several people who are coming forward with information, and I want to encourage people who are in Charleston or anyone to continue to do that. It's a very jarring experience, and no one should feel like they've got to look over their shoulder every day. It doesn't matter what your political leanings are, Republican or Democrat or indifferent. Everyone should feel safe in their own homes.
Have the police offered to step up patrols around the neighborhood? What are your neighbors saying about all of this?
They have, and I feel terrible for my neighbors. I have received several threats since I became the nominee last summer. We had an instance where someone flew from the West Coast all the way to my neighborhood and was found wandering around looking for me. And so I'm not immune. These things aren't new to me. We've had patrols going on, and they're going to step up the patrols in my neighborhood. But I don't have anywhere to go. This is the place where I live. I live amongst my community, my town, my city, my neighbors. I live like everybody else in this country. And it's wrong. And I want the police. I desperately want them to find who did this and hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
I'm curious, and if you don't want to answer, I completely respect mm-hmm. this, but I know you're a supporter of the Second Amendment. Do you engage in your Second Amendment rights?
I am a frequent visitor of my firing range, and I have a concealed weapons permit as well. That is a drastic measure no one would ever want to take, but I live in a society today where I have to take precautions. And my staff have to take precautions as well. Yesterday afternoon, one of our office received a credible threat when I came out with this information and what had happened. And so, unfortunately, today, political violence has been increasing. The left has been attacking the right. It's run rampant. We've seen major cities across the country being burned to the ground and destroyed. They destroy property, they loot. And I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Steve Scalise was shot. Not too long ago either that Senator Rand Paul was hospitalized. Today he's missing part of his lung. And they, you know, some people out there want to destroy the lives of conservatives. And I'm not, I mean, and anyone who thinks that they're going to intimidate me by showing up on my front porch will have thought wrong. I'm not going to be intimidated by this either. I'm going to work hard. I was elected to do a job. I'm going to do it.
And of course, the media. I mean, had this been a Democrat lawmaker, there would be wall-to-wall news coverage here.
Wall-to-wall coverage. And instead, we got an email from Snopes today asking if I did this to myself. I'm sort of like, in what upside down world are you? Are you high? Like, what is going on here?
Snopes, and they're a website, folks, that a left leaning website that does the fact checking. They asked you if you did it to yourself.
They sent an inquiry in today, not long ago, asking if they're following these conspiracy theorists online that are accusing me of doing this to my house. And I'm just sort of like, okay, first, that's illegal. And secondly, I don't think the risk versus reward is actually worth it. I get plenty of, I'm out there a lot. I'm a very strong conservative. I'm a vocal conservative. And this is why I went to bed the other night thinking, why do I keep getting targeted? And I woke up, you know, yesterday morning realizing it's because I'm a strong, strong voice and I don't back down.
Well, good for you. And again, Congresswoman, we appreciate you coming on the program. I'm glad to hear that you engage in your Second Amendment rights. You're right. It's sad. We live in this kind of society, but there's clearly a target on the backs of conservative lawmakers across the country.
Absolutely. And it's wrong. And people need to think about how they treat other people, how they talk to one another. And part of the American experiment is being able to have a debate, disagree, and not worry that you might be harmed in the process. People should be safe in their homes. Their families should be safe. You should be able to have the ideas that you want without retribution in this country. That's what freedom's all about.
Well said. All right, Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you imagine? Single mom has young kids in the house, gets attacked by, and we don't know who did this, if it was BLM or Antifa, we don't know, leaving all sorts of horrible messages on the home and in front of the home of this congresswoman. It's unacceptable. And then to turn around, and you heard her breaking the news here on this radio program, where now Snopes.com is wondering if she's responsible for the attacks. You know what they don't do? You know what Snopes doesn't do? All these so-called fake hate crimes out there, you know what I'm talking about. They don't ever call out those folks, but they do go after the legitimate people who have been victims of crimes. Come on. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Stern's Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. President Biden out there speaking again, using the teleprompter. And he's announcing that if you get the vaccine, well, you're going to be able to get free beer.
That's facts. They're offering vaccines outside playoff games and in races. Major League Baseball will be offering free tickets to people who get vaccinated at the ballpark. And to top it off, Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th. That's right. Get a shot and have a beer. Free beer for everyone 21 years or over to celebrate the independence from the virus.
You know, maybe it's just me, but they're offering people, you know, what, a six-pack of Anheuser-Busch now. You get free beer. They're offering you, what, baseball tickets. They've got a lottery, so you could win, like, what, $1 million in Ohio, free trucks and pickup trucks in West Virginia. Do you remember any time in just, let's just say, world history that people had to be bribed into getting a vaccine? Do you recall any other time that something like this happened? That tells me that people are not buying what the government's selling. I mean, if you've got to go out there and give people a six-pack just to get a vaccine, that tells me that it's just not working. And I'm wondering why you've decided not to get the vaccine. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm telling you, a lot of people I'm talking to, they don't trust the vaccine. They don't think the vaccine is going to do what it's supposed to do. And they're afraid of actually getting sick and dying from taking the vaccine. And the mainstream media has done a pretty good job of hiding those stories of people who have had incredibly dire circumstances and side effects from taking the virus or taking the vaccine for the virus. People are very, very concerned about all of this. So we're going to see how all this plays out. But they could offer you an entire keg of beer, and there's no way I'm taking it. Not going to do it. Grace, have you had the vaccine?
No.
No? I was just curious.
You didn't have business.
Well, you didn't have to. Well, that's what I was expecting for you to say.
Well, I don't really care. No, I haven't. Not currently.
No, because you're young and most people
my
your
decision.
Age. Right. Most people your age don't need to get the vaccine.
Most don't.
And it is your decision.
But I don't care if they do. Up to them.
Not the government.
Not the government.
All right. 844-747-8868. By the way, interesting story coming out of Texas where a young lady is making headlines because she decided to defy her teachers and her principal and deliver a graduation speech that was not allowed. Her name is Paxton Smith. She's a student at Lake Highlands High School in Texas. And she decided to set aside her previously approved speech to talk about abortion. She happens to be pro-abortion. And they posted this on Twitter, and we'll post a link to it on our social media page and our live show blog. Now, here's my take on this. She's the valedictorian. That gives her the opportunity to talk about whatever she wants to talk about. And the way I see free speech, if a young lady wants to be able to talk about her faith, she should also be allowed to talk about whatever else she wants to talk about, and in this case, killing an unborn baby. Now, I don't agree with what the student had to say, but she's got a right to say it. She earned the right because she's the valedictorian. But I will make this one observation. It's interesting because students are not allowed to mention God in their graduation speeches. They're not allowed to mention prayer. They're not allowed to mention scripture. But it's okay if you want to talk about killing unborn babies. That's screwed up, America. That is screwed up. All right, let's get to the phones. James, listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, James, so how about yourself? Have you gotten the vaccine?
No, sir. I don't intend on it. I don't think I need it.
What? Take me through that decision. I mean, was it a long decision? Did you have to think about it? Or were you pretty much, you know what? This is not going to happen.
Well, I don't even take a flu shot. I've had one flu shot in my life when I went through EMT school because I thought that I had to, forced to. I've never really had the flu. I'm 48 years old. I feel I'm a pretty healthy man. And I feel like if it in fact works, our people that need it are elderly people or people more susceptible to the virus, and I am not. So I don't feel it's necessary. And I feel it's, I don't know, I know the virus is real. I realize that, but I just don't feel it's nearly what it's made out to be.
Yeah, I'm with you, James. I'm just a few years older than you are, and I got to tell you, I'm more concerned about the people dropping dead after getting the vaccine than I am the China virus itself. So,
I don't know, and I don't know all the statistics. I haven't done all the studying that I might would do. I just feel like I said, I don't feel I need it, and I don't feel that certainly it shouldn't be pushed on teenagers and children, and just like you were saying earlier, having to bribe people into it with beer or what lotteries. It's just insanity.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this, James. If it was maybe a six-pack of Abita Springs root beer, the best root beer in America, I might think about it. Think about it, James. All right. Hang in there, James. Be good. Stay healthy. That's good root beer. I'll tell you that much. You know, I bet Charlene knows about that. That's a great Louisiana root beer. Charlene listening to us on KROF, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Charlene, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say I'm not taking the vaccine. Basically, I've done research on the vaccine itself, and there are several Nobel laureates that have said to not take it. One in particular is Dr. Montagné in France. I've already recovered from COVID, and I have immunity. And it's a fairly new virus, so it's they have no idea how long the immunity will last. But I do know SARS, people who have recovered from SARS still have immunity after 17 years. And this particular virus is about 80%. Made up of the SARS virus along with about five other components. So I have been watching and listening, and the Japanese doctors are also, they have put out a report saying that they feel that the spike protein that was supposed to be placed in the muscle of the upper shoulder to remain there to be able to have your immunity is no longer staying in that muscle, and it's getting into the blood system.
And Charlene, now let me jump in here, Charlene, because it sounds to me that you have done your homework here. And that's what we're supposed to do. Don't take anybody's word for it. Don't take my word for it. Get out there, do your homework. And Charlene, you have done that, and that makes you a great American. And I hate to do this, but we've got to skedaddle for a break. Thank you for listening to us on KROF. I want to say hello to all of our great listeners down in Cajun country. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, 844-747-8868. Have you decided you're not going to get the vaccine? You have looked at all the research, you have seen the stories, and you're saying, yeah, I'm just not ready. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Matt in North Carolina, welcome to the program. What about you, Matt? Are you going to get the vaccine?
Hello, Todd. Nice to hear from you again. Thank you for the books. No, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm 60 years old. I take Balance of Nature, and I'm not plugging the product. And I know people, at least one friend died allegedly from the virus, but he had a heart attack. So that's what the truth is. You know, all the medical people say, it was COVID. You got hit by a truck. You got COVID. COVID killed you. You got shot. COVID killed you. No, sir. I've heard too many horror stories, like I told Grace, probably on your show, sir. People's skin peeling off. It's unbelievable.
Well, there have been some pretty horrific stories out there, and these are the ones we know about, the ones that have actually gotten through the government censors. And we do know, based on the emails between Dr. Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook, there was an effort to control the dialogue and the narrative about the China virus. And to your point, far too many people have suffered as a result of taking the vaccine. Look, that is a decision between you and your doctor and the Almighty. But for the government to mandate, you have to get this, or the government to mandate that you have to have a vaccine passport. You know, this isn't 1930s Germany. This is the United States of America, and you have a right to privacy in this country. Matt, appreciate the call. Let's go to Chuck, listening to us on WHKP in North Carolina. Hi, Chuck. What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't know how old you are, Todd, but I remember in the 50s, I'll turn 70 this year, when polio vaccines were widely distributed. And I don't know if it was mandated or whatever, but anybody with an ounce of sense saw people who had polio and said, this is bad stuff, okay? People that develop smallpox and all. And, you know, I hear these people saying, well, I'm going to do some research on the vaccine like there's some kind of Einstein who will figure all this out. You know, the point is the reason to get the vaccine is not just to protect yourself, but to protect the country. And you look at the areas that have had a large number of patients that are vaccinated, people that are vaccinated, they have a much lower rate of the COVID virus.
But that's not true, Chuck. I mean, when you look at Texas and Florida, Chuck, it is true. When you look at Texas and Florida, the numbers are incredibly low. When you look at places like New York and California that implemented mandatory quarantines, the numbers are off the charts. And I think, Chuck, I think the American people are being prudent. Now, I understand about the polio vaccine, but it took Jonas Salk. You know what, Chuck? You can keep talking, but guess what, Chuck? I control the volume. Now, you're going to let me speak, and then I'm going to let you speak, or otherwise we're just going to hang up. That's your choice. But let me finish my thought here. We're talking about a vaccine that was ramrodded through. And people have grave concerns about this, and not just the average mom and pop, the average Joe. A lot of doctors and medical experts do as well. And when you look back at the polio vaccine, it took Jonas Salk, 7-8 years to develop that vaccine. So you cannot compare polio to whatever the China virus is. Now, go ahead and you can speak now.
Well, and the point is, I'm not sure how it was decided that people should get vaccinated with polio, with the polio the polio vaccine. How it was decided that people should get vaccinated with the smallpox vaccine. And you may not be old enough to.
I was born in 67. So this was after.
That was after the fact. But people did it because it was the right thing to do. And I don't know if the government mandated. I don't remember. I was too young. But we don't have polio in this country. We don't have smallpox. And, you know,
but Chuck,
it's just hard to know what's going to happen.
But, Chuck, I think, and we have to take into consideration a couple of factors here. First of all, the government and really the CDC and the World Health Organization have controlled the narrative on this. We still don't genuinely know what we're dealing with. When you look at the numbers from last year, 6%, only 6% of the people who died of the China virus died solely because of the China virus. Now, again, I want to be very careful with how I frame this. But when it comes to polio, I don't know the numbers, but I suspect the people who died from polio died from polio. But with the China virus, there's a pre-existing condition. So is this as bad as they have been telling us? We don't know the answer to that. I mean, we can all speculate, but we genuinely do not know because the government has not been honest with us and they have not been forthcoming with that information. We just don't know.
Okay.
Chuck, appreciate the call and thank. Look, I get it. But again, I don't want the government telling any of us how to, you know, how to live our lives and what to put into our bodies. Let's go to Ron in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, Ron, what's going on?
Hello, sir. This whole COVID stuff, you know, unless you're in that risky category, they say there's like a 98.5% chance of recovery rate for anybody who gets it. That, to me, is just wonderful. And they don't know enough about these vaccines. It's not a magic bullet that's going to protect people. They said those who have it and go through with it have a better immunity than if you get the vaccine. So that's what I'm betting on. I'm not going to get the shot. And I hope they don't go to where they're making people get the shot, but that's what it seems like they're trying to do, and I'm not for it at all.
Well, you're not alone, Ron, and that's why they're having to resort to bribing people with a six-pack of beer and a Ford F-150. And even then, I just don't get it.
What is your end game is what I'm wondering, and, you know, you've got some people saying stuff about them putting a dad burnt chip in you or something with this vaccine. I don't know. I wouldn't put anything past these knuckleheads in Washington, and I'm not getting the shot. I think we're all going to be better off as far as the herd immunity, and just if it happens, my body's going to fight it, and I'm going to have a good immune system, and that's what I'm going with.
Good for you, Ron. Good for you, sir. All right, thanks for calling in. 844-747-8868. Grace, I want that audio you just sent me, and let me know when we have it.
Oh, Biden, we're working on it.
Biden is out speaking again, folks. This is the man. I think the man has a problem with people of color. I'm just going to throw that out there, and you'll understand why in just a moment. West Virginia giving away. Avery just sent this to me from breaking911.com. West Virginia giving away guns, trucks, and piles of cash. It's all part of their vaccination incentive. Governor Jim Justice. Oh, this was the governor with the little dog, right? Baby dog. Do we
I'm
have?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, we've got to find that. We've got to find the baby dog audio. That was awesome. Governor Jim Justice. Members of the West Virginia China Virus Pandemic Response Leadership Team. Wow, that's hard to get all that on a business card. They held another press briefing today talking about all the stuff they're going to do here. So this is what the governor had to say. And if I seem to recall Governor Justice, the giveaways will include about $1.5 million grand prize. But you're not going to get my dog, baby dog. That no baby dog belongs to me. But you also, you could get yourself a full scholarship so you can get yourself an education over here in West Virginia. We're also going to give you a custom outfitted pickup truck and even a little vacation with the missus at one of our wonderful state parks and lifetime hunting and fishing licenses. And we might even throw in a hunting rifle or a custom hunting shotgun. Woo, doggy. Get yourself poked and prodded, America. That's the governor of West Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Jim Justice. Avery, have you considered what you're going to do with the vaccine? You don't have to talk about your medical history on the show.
To the best of my knowledge, or from what I've decided, I'm probably not going to get it just because I have been around so many people who have had COVID during this time, during like the whole pandemic or whatever, and I've been fine, and I'm pretty sure I haven't given it to anybody. So I'm just going to do what our last caller did, just make sure my immune system is all up and running, and I think I'll be fine.
Hey, Avery, I think Governor Justice has a question for you. Do you have a moment for a question?
I don't want to answer
Avery, I got a question for you. I know you go down to that there Liberty University, but would you like to get an education over in West Virginia?
Hard pass, no.
Well, all right, but just think about it. We'll throw in a pickup truck.
I'll take an AR-15 maybe, and then maybe we've got to
do it for baby dog.
Oh, thank you, Grace. Do it for baby dog. Would you do it for baby dog? I'm getting a little, I can't talk. I got to go. I'm sorry. Baby dog. He's an emotional man. Just emotional. Oh, we've got the audio. Hold on. I've got to play this. This is Avery, don't stay at Liberty.
Staying at Liberty University. Don't worry.
This is Joe Biden.
In the spirit of meeting people where they are, we'll also be working with a Black Coalition Against COVID
and other organizations to launch a new initiative called Shots at the Shop.
What?
Barbershops, beauty shops are hubs of activity and information in black and brown communities in particular, but in many communities across the nation. Local barbers, stylists, they become key advocates for vaccinations in their communities.
What? So you're going to go to the barber shop and they're going to poke you?
You're getting, well, I guess they've, I mean, I know they've got their scissors and stuff, but you're just getting your hair cut. What, you're going to be getting your hair cut and then someone's going to be poking you in the arm?
But only for black and brown communities.
Apparently.
The rest of you guys are just, you know, that's it. Hey, wait a second. We've got the original. We had the original Governor Jim Justice baby dog. Let's take a listen.
If you won't do it for your family, you've got to get vaccinated for baby dog. That's all there is to it. Now, she wants you vaccinated so badly.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
And she's going to absolutely be the one to lead us through on this, all these incentives. And without any question, she'll give you a high five right now. But you have got to get yourself vaccinated. She wants you vaccinated. I want you vaccinated. And I want a bunch of you to win all this stuff and everything. And that'd be just great. So anyway, I wanted to make you smile a little bit. She came with me today. And appreciate you waiting for us and everything. Like I said, we were doing some really important work earlier.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you, America. On behalf of me and Baby Doll, thank you for listening to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm giving you a high five on the radio. Baby Doll, give him a smooch. Give him a smoochy smooch. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Gotta check out the all-new Todd Starnes TV show. I look pretty good in makeup, actually. I don't wear the feather boa, though. It's a lot of fun. Again, the Todd Starnes TV show, available exclusively on liftable.tv. So if you go to liftable.tv/Todd Starnes, you will have access to our TV program, and we're very excited. Doing a lot of special events in the coming weeks and months, and you'll be able to watch those specials as we travel across America and tell some great stories about what great Americans are doing over at Liftable TV. Let's go back to the phones. Mike, listening to us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. Mike, what's going on?
Todd, great to speak with you. My wife and I met you at a sanitary restaurant. You had a book signing there, and we attended, so
great night.
Talk to you.
Well, you're kind to
absolutely
say that.
Absolutely. And good seafood, too.
Delicious seafood. I had the shrimp.
Yep. Anyway, what I was going to say, your screener said to get to the point, but my wife and I have decided not to get the vaccine. We both had COVID, and the problem is they've told us so many different things about it. Mr. Fauci, you know, right from the beginning, you know, wear a mask. You know, 3 weeks later, mask doesn't work. 3 weeks later, you got to wear two masks. 2 weeks later, you got to wear goggles. You know, it's just been, and of course, they keep saying, well, we're following the science, when, of course, the science is completely opposite as to what they're doing. Well, maybe not completely opposite, but, you know, counter to what they're doing. So, you know, as far as the media goes, you know, we can't trust the government because the media only puts out there what they want us to know. And whether it's true or not, you know, we have shows like yours and, you know, a few of the other talk shows to actually find out what's going on. So,
and you know, Mike, we take them, no, and we take that seriously, Mike. I mean, look, I'm not here to tell you what to do. That's between you and your doctor and the good Lord. But what we can do is share with you stories about what's actually happening out there. And you're right. We can't trust the media. We can't trust the government. We can't trust social media. And it seems as though their narrative
is hell-bent on forcing us to get that vaccine. And I want to know why. Why are they so determined to make that happen?
Well, I'll tell you, unfortunately, if you go back and if you type in vaccine, you come up with some of the richest men in the world. And they are all about controlling the world population. So that's all I'm going to say. You know, whether that's in the vaccine, I don't know.
And Mike,
conspiracy theories everywhere.
And Mike, that's what troubles me. You're absolutely right. A lot of the people behind this effort are big supporters of global population control. And that's why I am very, very alarmed. And that's just one of the reasons. But the other, honestly, even more so than that, is just the false narratives coming down. I've got a problem with that. Mike, thank you for the call. Give us a holler back one of these days, and we're looking forward to getting back over to North Carolina. We're going to be doing a big book tour this summer and into the fall. And as Mike said, we had a wonderful time in Moorhead City, North Carolina, a couple of years back. We did a book signing at the Sanitary Fish Market, one of the best seafood restaurants in all of North Carolina, a very popular historic location. And I got to tell you, if you go there, you got to get the fried shrimp and the hush puppies. That's all I'm going to tell you. And the tartar sauce. It's very, very delicious. So be checking out the website. We're going to be putting out announcements very soon about where we're going and when that's going to be. Folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Get out there. Have a great day, America. This is the Todd Stern Show.